Proclamation number 8082, dated the January 19th, 1962. God is love. Everything arose from God's strength of love. He himself is the primary source of strength. His fundamental element is love. Thus he is love himself. And yet he is a being which works and creates with wise judgment. He is a being which puts its thoughts into effect, which constantly brings forth new creations that radiate his strength of love into infinity. This, however, always serves its purpose. It is not arbitrarily effective, but its result is determined by God's wisdom and might. God is love. You humans will not understand this statement as long as you are unable to comprehend the nature of love, which necessitates shaping yourselves into love. For you will always look at love as a characteristic which you confer to the highest and most perfect being. But that this being is love itself will remain incomprehensible to you as long as you live on earth as a human being. And you all emerged from this love. You are emanated strength. You yourselves are love in your fundamental nature. But likewise you are beings with the ability of thought and will, the evidence of an entity. Hence, nothing arose and will continue to arise haphazardly. Everything is very wisely considered. All things are the thoughts of a supremely perfect being which you humans call God. And this being reproduced itself. It brought forth the same beings from within itself. It emanated its strength of love and gave it forms. It created. Everything created by God is and remains love in its fundamental substance. It is and remains strength which shall become effective in accordance with divine will. If, however, it is prevented from being effective, then divine order will be changed. The principle of love will be turned into the opposite. The being which is love, wisdom and might itself, thus, God, will be resisted, which the beings he had brought to life could indeed accomplish because he had also endowed them with free will as his images. But in that case the being will leave its lawful order. It will turn itself into the opposite. It will certainly carry on existing, but it will no longer allow the strength of love to become effective, and that will signify solidification. It will signify a standstill. It will signify the death of what once radiated as life from God. The human being's fundamental substance is love. Yet on the whole he is still in opposition to the one who had emanated him as a being. And therefore he does not recognize what love is. For this reason the nature of God, who is love himself, is also incomprehensible to him. For love is simultaneously light, which, however, provides little enlightenment for the human being while his love is still feeble. Hence he is also unable to recognize God's nature. He can only believe the information he receives regarding it, but as soon as such reports accord to the truth they will also enlighten him, for then he will endeavor to change his nature into love, and he will also turn to the being which is supremely perfect and begin to recognize it as the eternal lover. But he will never be able to fathom God's nature. For he is the eternal center of strength, whereas all created beings are emanated but very tiny sparks of strength which would never be able to behold the primal fire without ceasing to exist. A person would be able to perceive the love, wisdom and might of a perceptible God on earth already if he is of good will and opens his heart for the illumination of love again by the being he originated from. For this supremely perfect being reveals itself to his living creations. And the greatest evidence of love of the one, who is love himself, is that he reveals himself, that he provides his created beings with information about himself as far as they are able to grasp it, and that he thereby wants to reignite their love to make it effective again in line with the fundamental element, so that his living creations will re-enter the eternal order in order to create and work as it was in the beginning. Amen.